The president and general manager of the Toronto Raptors joins us today as the Raptors won 119-103 yesterday. It was a nice 16-point victory. Granted, it was against the Sixers, but I guess in the NBA, Masai Ujiri, you really never take that for granted, do you?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Masai Ujiri.
How you doing? I guess you're doing all right. You're off the schneid. You dropped three in a row. You win again, 6-3. Still a hell of a start to start the season.
Yeah, you know what? It's the NBA, and just like you said, you got to be ready for every team, you know, like every day. I know.
Even the Sixers, Masai?
Yes, yes. I'm perceived. they're looking for their first win, and, you know, they're NBA players. They're young players. It's funny. Yesterday in the office, Wayne Embry, I know, he was talking to Dwayne Casey the night before. Got to be ready for everybody, you know. That's just the nature of NBA, and everybody comes in to compete and play, and every given night, you know, you can win or lose a game.
Yeah, and you know what? You're right. I mean, at some point, you know, the Sixers is as hard luck as they've been for the past 3-4 years, and it's been the longest rebuild. And, you know, by and large, a hard luck story when it comes to success in the NBA, specifically recently. But, you know, you sometimes you run into that caged animal in any professional sport. You know, and we saw it with the Leafs beating the Dallas Stars last week in the NHL. You know, the worst team can beat the best team anytime.
Oh, for sure. Like I said, it's all about competing, and these guys are professionals. For me, sports, I don't care where you are in sports and what level you are or where your team is perceived to be. There's one thing sports is about. It's about winning. Everybody plays to compete, and everybody plays to win. And you want to win on any given day, regardless of what your rebuild program is or how you are. You want to see progress in your players, and we want to win. That's the bottom line.
You did last night, 119-103 against the Sixers. Again, tomorrow night against the Pelicans. I wanted to talk about, you know, progression, a word you mentioned earlier. One of the guys that's fascinated me, and he did in summer ball too, you know, you heard rumblings that this shooting guard, Norman Powell, who you picked up in the second round, who, you know, no one was talking about, and great Jim must have done an unbelievable job scouting this kid. He was terrific yesterday. Played 25 minutes, had 8 nice points, including attacking the rim, 4 rebounds. Where did you find this guy, and how did he come to your attention? Because it's not very often, you know, second round draft picks get these kind of minutes and are trusted even in these kinds of games.
Yeah, I gotta give credit to our scouts. You know, like our guys, I think they do a good job. You know, like scouring through talent. It's funny, I was just in Europe, and I won't say where I went, but my scout made me go watch a junior game somewhere, you know, and I'm wondering, you know, why the hell am I coming here? And, you know, like, then you get there and you see it, you know, and I lived in that world of scouting, where you're just going around the world looking for talent. That's how I got into the league, and it's what I know. So for a player like that, you know, there's still a long ways to go. We still have a lot of them on our rosters, whether it's the Brunos or the DeLon Wrights or even Anthony Bennett, those kind of young talent that you hope are going to you hope they are going to, like, progress, and when they get their chance and you give them that time to develop. And now we have that D-League team, I think is going to be phenomenal for us. But Norman has done a great job, and our analytics guys did a great job of studying his numbers in college and telling me why, you know, like, he's a guy that could come and, you know, have some kind of impact as you put him on a team in the NBA. So I give credit to our scouts and guys that go out and look for talent.
Masai, is that the plan for Bebe and Bruno to go down to the 905 team when they kick off their season, to get them more playing time?
It will be all of them. At some point, all of them will be down there, whether even Norm, you know, DeLon Wright, Bebe, Bruno. They'll all figure it out down there. That's the essence of having that team. And it's going to be dicey a little bit in the beginning here, I think, because of some of the injuries that we've had, and we got addressed 13. I think maybe minimum of 12. But at some point, they'll all when they're not playing. You know, it's I think for us the best way to develop them will be have them playing good minutes and learning playing on 905.
Masai Ujiri, the president general manager of the Toronto Raptors, joins us. I wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions. One, I think we got a clue in the first nine games of the season going, eight games of the season going 5-0 with Damari Carroll in the lineup and then 0-3 out of the lineup. And he's out still with plantar fasciitis. First of all, I think we can safely assume that was, you know, a lot of people maybe may have maligned that signing, not knowing a whole bunch about Damari Carroll, watching the way he plays, how he spaces out the floor and how important he is to this team. Obviously signing him, did you see the same thing where you thought, wow, you know, in very short order, this guy has become very important to this offense and this defense?
He's just one of those players that impacts the game, you know, like in those kind of ways. I had another one in Denver. I hate to mention guys on other teams, but we had Andre Iguodala. Those guys, they're very... The way they play is so team oriented and it's such a team focus that whether Damari is scoring 3 points in a game or he's scoring 15 points or he's scoring 20 points or he's scoring 7 points, you will see an impact in the game. You will see the impact that he has, and that's kind of what we try to see. You know, like sometimes you never know where these things are going to fit. Honestly, when you sign players, you know, it's a bigger guess in terms of chemistry, in terms of reading what he's done and how he's progressed in his career. I had him for half a year in Denver and how he's progressed and how he affected winning wherever he went. You kind of see that, but it's also a guesswork when it comes to how would he fit and how would he contribute to a team that he's new to. But he's coming and done a great job. He's a selfless guy, you know. He can care less of individual things and just goes and plays. And he's a winner, you know. And you can we all see how it hurt us a little bit. I know DeMar DeRozan went up to him. I heard. After the game against New York, and he was like, "We need you back soonest, man," you know, like type thing, and that's the importance of a guy like that. So yeah, we can say we read it, we saw it, you know. All we want when we're signing him is what you hope for, but you have to wait till these things, you know, actually like happen, and you see the team chemistry and they come in and play.
Masai, when do you expect him back?
I have no idea, honestly. You know, I was in Europe scouting for. Just got back a day ago, so I'll be briefed today when the team is back a little bit more about where we are, and they've kept me up to speed. But sometimes with these things, you don't want to know, you know, like just because you want the best. So yeah. We'll see. I'm hoping it's soon. The injury is something that my experience with it is, I'm not a specialist, but it involves rest and taking time off. So we'll give him as much time, you know, as he needs to get well and get better, you know, because at the end of the day, you need him down the stretch, and we have to be smart about it.
Masai, was there any indication that he had these issues when you signed him?
No. He did a complete physical. Sometimes these things come up. I mean, Damari played the whole preseason. He didn't even miss one game. You know, he didn't even... I don't think he missed one game in the preseason. He was with us for 3 weeks before the season started, training every day, playing pickup ball every day with us. So, no. He's one guy, you know, like he's like Kyle, you know, those guys, they play hard all the time. It doesn't matter what they are doing, whether it's pickup ball, whether it's, you know, working out, and they go all out. And so if there was an issue, I'm sure we'd have caught it like a long time ago. But this is just something that started.
Masai, you were talking about progression, and we see Jonas Valanciunas taking a step this season, playing a lot of minutes real late.
He's terrific last night.
How pleased are you with his play so far this season?
No, he's been fantastic. You know, he's growing as a player. It's what we saw and what we thought. You know, like he's patient with these big guys, and he's still going to go through growing pains. He's still going to, but I mean, we try to. When I know when we do these things, and all, when you have a player like that, everybody kind of wants him to be like a certain player. You know, like overnight. But if you see Jonas playing like this now, just imagine what he'll be. He loves to play basketball. He's very passionate about the game. The guy works hard. He plays. He'll play for his national team. He'll work out, whether it's with Akeem or whoever it is you want him to work out with. He'll do it. Unbelievable person, unbelievable player. And now you think about him, if he's doing this now, what will Jonas do in 2 years? And that's what we are seeing. And he's still a very young player. He's going to go through hard times. He's still going to struggle at times, you know, but he's learning now, and we see it. We have to have patience with some of these young players.
Messiah, Jerry, real quick question before we let you go. We really do appreciate you spending time with us this morning. One of the players that's frustrated me the most over the past couple of years, you know, and I'm not harping on it, but Terrence Ross has been frustrating to watch from time to time. He was rewarded with a 3-year contract. What did you see, and what did you all see in him? Was this a situation whether you said, you know what, he's still got tremendous upside. We know how athletic he is. He needs to grow into it. Because after signing that contract, it seems like, you know, things bottomed out a little bit for him, and I know he's injured. I don't want to take that away from him, but what is it that y'all saw in Terrence Ross that maybe the average fan didn't?
You know, when I look at some kind of some players, and I think we were kind of too imaginative maybe with Terrence Ross, and we all picture him to be some kind of unbelievable player because of his athletic ability, you know. But I know a couple of shooters in the NBA who are great shooters now on teams. I won't mention names, but these guys have been traded 3 or 4 times, you know, like they were not, they were expected to be more than they are, and they just end up being just shooters in the NBA. And we see him as, at worst, he's going to be a shooter in the NBA that you need on your team. He's going to go through these hard times, we realize, I've studied players, I've signed players, and sometimes when they sign, they go through this period where, you know, there's so much pressure, or finally you got something like this. So I think Terrence is somebody we know inside, you know, if we must know some information that probably maybe the average fans don't see, honestly. One, you know, whether it's his work ethic, whether it's how Terrence fits on our team, and what he does. What he does is, we saw, I think, in the last game, we've made less than 5 3-pointers, including when he's played, and he's not played well. Less than 6 3-pointers in a game, and that's a part of the game that we have to be better at, and he's one of them that can give us that. And the second part is, when you're doing business, you know, and you look at the cap this year and next year, and how it's going to grow the year after, you know, and the kind of contracts we have on our team. We have to have contracts on our team to do business, you know, and sometimes you have to almost be a visionary to see some of these things that maybe with the naked eye a fan cannot see. And we have to prepare. We have to prepare for next year. There's going to be $600 million out there to be spent with every team having more space with the increase in the cap. The next 2 years is going to grow tremendously. So we're preparing. We have to look forward and look forward to see what business there'll be, and how we can make our team better. So we believe in Terrence, and Terrence is going to be fine. We just need to be patient a little bit and stop thinking about Terrence as somebody that's going to be some kind of unbelievable, you know, like whatever, because of his athletic ability and what. Let him evolve into the player that he's going to become. And the worst he's going to become is a really good shooter in the NBA.